Hi, it's Mickey Dolenz here. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
They only put it on the one side.
I should go talk to them. Say we didn't see the deal because we came in the other door. We came in that way.
In the other end.
We're out here on Main and Walnut near the Waffle House. No, Churro House. Waffle. Funnel House.
Nebraska.
Funnel House. We're eating funnel cakes. Merry Christmas to you!
Christmas!
To you and yours.
Yeah, and
you weren't even wearing your
the
Santa.
The other ones, too.
I wasn't even wearing the Santa.
Yeah. Whoa.
You thought you were Ariana.
That's not a car I want.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's Mustang.
You thought you were Ariana.
Mustang Sally.
That's great. That's great, Jen.
Mustang home.
I can walk around with a camera and snap photos of you like we're following Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
Grande Mochaccino.
Start singing. What's her new song?
That thank you next song.
I don't know.
Song. Have you heard that one?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember how it goes. You remember?
We just ate at Mama's 39, I think it was called. Mama's 39, is that what it was called?
I know, I look 39, but I'm a little bit older.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
39 or 37?
37.
Kurt, have some of that.
Was Mama's. We know that much.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 39?
That much. So we're, so that last segment was cut off because Mr. John Garside called to wish a Merry Christmas. We're now inside a souvenir place called Sock Harbor. They've got so many different socks in here, so I've been writing down all the different names of these companies. And I'm going to contact them about designing socks for them. I think that'd be awesome. Jenny, what socks do you think Mom would like?
Any kind of cat ones, probably.
Let's see here. I'm gonna look up cat socks. One thing's for certain, there are no shortages of socks and also sock brands. There are at least 13 different brands. I wrote them all down. So now, oh my God, there's a Jimi Hendrix sock. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's okay.
This is crazy. Jimi Hendrix socks. This is amazing. Wow. It's incredible. They even have E.T. There's the moon with little E.T. in the basket. That's crazy. It's crazy. Incredible. What's so cool is some of these are so surreal. Some of them are even just photos, just like right on it. There's a little pig on this one. This one has space creatures. Oh my God. Kiss. Mr. Rogers. Octopus. Oh no, that's a squid eating a whale. There's a Chinese Batman. Boy, the hits just keep on coming. Hits just keep on coming. Oh, that's good. This is good. Oh, yeah. I want you to feed me. Oh, my God. That's so true. That's incredible. Oh, my God. There's even... Oh, these are great, too. Look at Bigfoot. Bigfoot. Oh, you just picked... That's amazing. Look at... Because I was looking at these Bigfoots, and then you got the whole different one. I love that. Dude, that's so crazy. Wow. They're even the heck? There are even more brands over here than I didn't see before. Daveco. That's great. Oh my god. Wow. Wow. So many good ones. We'll be back more later. So, my brother Josh and my sister-in-law Monica used to live out here, Huntington Beach. So this is really cool. Even though it's spelled Huntington, folks like to call it Huntington. They just bowl right over the T's. And it's just beautiful out here. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. We're on corner of little bit away from Walnut, but we're still
I was just looking at the Fox Barn.
Still on Main Street, and what is that? I think that's PCH. Yeah, Main Street PCH. Where I'm looking at the pier right now. They're still in the sock store. They're still in the sock store. Beautiful day. If you ever get a chance, come on out here to Huntington Beach, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm looking at a place called Diane's, which is great, knowing that I'm a peeker, a peeky. Ooh, I just thought of a new idea. Wouldn't it be cool if you had a bar, very, very Twin Peaks themed, and you call it Peakeasy? Yeah, man, Peakeasy. You gotta gotta dress up like Twin Peaks characters. That'd be awesome. We just had a... Uh-oh. There you go. There you go. That was motorcycle. Motorcycle set that one off. Motorcycle set that one off. Yikes. You know, it's so interesting. I don't know if you remember on another podcast that I had. There was a car horn in the background of in a video that Pauly was showing me. It was a group of guys who used the horn as a percussive instrument. Oh man, that'd be so neat if a bunch of the car alarms were going off right now. Wouldn't that be awesome? Bum, 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 ba-dum. Ooh, there it goes. Okay. Holy moly. Someone heard it. Someone out there in the hinterlands heard it and shut it off. Jenny had to, my sister had to cut off her alarm because I guess it would just go off just randomly all by itself. Just out of nowhere, it would just start going off. And, so she eventually just had to cut off the alarm, which is the horn, you know, so, which is interesting because out here in California, there's a lot of horn honking going on. I heard that is, when people move to Portland, Oregon, there's no horn honking going on out there. People just really take their time out there. If you live in Portland, please let me know if that is actually truly the case. My buddy Jeremy's going to be moving out there. And he's going to be moving out there, and I'm very curious to hear what his thoughts are. How many of you, do you live near a beach town? If you're listening to this right now and you live near a beach town, or in a beach town, or on the beach, let me know. I'd like to hear your stories, your beach stories. Remember, here's a beach story. When I first moved out here, I would go out to Santa Monica. I'd go out to Santa Monica. And I would park. I was reading the Rum Diary. It had just come out. I was reading the Rum Diary, and what I'd do is I would get a 2 hour, I think 2 or 3 hours. I forgot how much it led me at that time. So I get a 2 or 3 hour spot, put the quarters in there. Then I go out to. I would go out to. I'd go out to the beach, put my blanket down, I'd read some of the book, I'd fall asleep. Oh man, you know, time can really fly when you fall asleep with the ocean there. It's just so relaxing, so relaxing. You get such a relaxing sleep. And I would wake up feeling so refreshed. Did I have a cell phone at that time? I might have had a cell phone. I'd probably set the alarm. And so I'd read a little bit, read about an hour, and fall asleep. Oh, man, it was just great. Sometimes, I can't remember if I would go swimming or not. So that was just so relaxing, so relaxing. And one time when my buddy Andy Smith moved out here, he's one of my other buddies who's going to move out of town. He's going to go back to Chicago around February. He and I would go out and we'd swim. And we were determined. It didn't matter how cold it was. We were determined to swim. And so I'm telling the story about how Andy Smith and I, we would go out swimming at the beach. It didn't matter how cold it was out there. We would just go out there swimming. And even on days where it didn't matter, like if it was winter or not, we would go out there, we'd go swimming at the beach. And I remember, like, it would get, you know, it gets darker out here in the winter and everywhere.
Rich, check, see what time it is for the meter.
Yeah, 2:32.
Okay, so we shouldn't walk.
And
how much time do we have?
2:32. Our meter runs out at 56. Yeah, so we got some time. And I remember it was dark out there, and we were swimming, and it was kind of cold. But man, it was just so cool. We're perusing some of these clothing options out here at Jack's Surfboards. Have a howly jowly Christmas. That's for all the werewolves out there. A howly jowly Christmas. I think werewolves have jowls, right? Because it depends on how large of a mammal you are before you turn into a werewolf. Gonna be another wonderful day. Here's another story. We once saw a seal. There's a seal close to the beach, and there's a video that I put together called Beach Sighting. Beach Sighting. It's on YouTube. Look under, search for Jello Monkey, Jello Monkey, Jello Monkey, Beach Sighting, and you will see some interesting YouTube videos on there. Under the Jello Monkey, that was my first AOL name. And since then, many Jello Monkey things have emerged through the years. Because AOL wouldn't let you do the full, you had to sacrifice a letter, so I took away the O between the M and the N, so it was Jello, M-N-K-E-Y. Based on a short story that I did that had to do with the Jello Monkey. And so for the beach sighting, I took footage of my brother out there at the beach with his friend and these people pointing at something out there. And then there's a DeLorean that just passed by. Incredible. Incredible. That was a DeLorean. I just saw a DeLorean. The passenger had his door open. That was incredible. The passenger just had the door open, just up. That was incredible. Wow. That's incredible. So DeLorean just passed by. Here we are talking about past stories from the past, and sure enough, Doc Brown and Marty passed by. Oh God, that's incredible. That's incredible. Never a shortage of astounding happenings, especially when you're carrying your rainbow moonstone. Synchronicity, baby. Synchronicity. You want to take a look at the pier? We walk down here a little bit and see what's going on.
Across the street and look over
there. Yeah, we go there too, yeah.
And head back to the car.
If you want to, we could do that too. Whatever, as they say, floats your boat. See any interesting stuff over there? Is that an R2 unit? This little kid's helmet looked like a Star Wars robot. BB-88. Do you want to go check that stuff out, or did you say you want to go over there? What was the thing you said you wanted to do? So crazy, DeLorean just passed by. Incredible. A lot of interesting cars out here, by the way.
Well, by the beach.
By the beach, there's a lot of interesting trucks, cars, older looking cars. They say out here, the cars don't get rust or anything like that, so it's a lot easier to. A lot easier to keep cars. Because they're not getting all the salt. Like if you're in Chicago, for instance, you won't. There's no salt trucks. Have a howly jowly Christmas. So if it's not invented yet, you heard it here, folks. Heard it here first. Howly jowly Christmas. A werewolf Christmas movie. So, hi, Marky. Yes. Kitty, how you doing? How you doing? You know, it's so funny. I grew up reading all these Garfield comic books. Little did I realize that one day I'd be living with one. Yes, I'm living with a Garfield cat. A real-life Garfield cat. I even caught him in the kitchen making coffee. Right? Isn't that true? Don't lie to me, kid. Don't lie to me. It's time to wrap some gifts. But first, I need wrapping paper, don't I, Marky? So, guess what we're going to do? What are we going to do, Marky? We're going to go right down to the mailroom. We're going to find ourselves some junk mail. Wrapping paper. Yeah. Oh, yes. So, this is great. I'm I get the wrapping paper. Oh, in addition to that, I'm testing out a new microphone. Who would have thought that one day I might misplace my other microphone? Well, the good news is I bought two more about a month ago. And, Jeremy, if I upload this podcast and you hear this, then you'll know that I'm giving you that other microphone for when you go out to Portland. So, Jeremy, when you go out to Portland, you can, maybe that's where you'll start your podcast. Here we are in the mail room. We're going to get as much, quote, wrapping paper as possible. We're going to get as much as much. Hi, this is Iggy Pop. Hi, this is Iggy Pop. On this day, on Christmas Eve 2018, I went down into the mailroom and I got myself some junk mail. On this day, on Christmas Eve in 2018, I went down there into the mailroom and I got myself some what people call junk mail. Some people call it junk mail. I call it rock and roll. I call it punk rock. Since I'm the godfather of punk rock. Punk rock. Yo, dude. Yo, it's Iggy Pop. He's a punk rocker. He's a punk rocker.
Hello, kitties. Hello.
Smells really good in here, doesn't it? Smells really delicious in here, doesn't it?
Some papers. Gonzo. Okay.
Gonzo, kitty, check it out. Okay. There you go. There's something on the layout. So, that's where that other microphone's going now. This is what we're gonna make tomorrow. We're gonna make a goulash of sorts. Nice, delicious vegan goulash, and I think I'm going to record the process of it when I wake up. Tomatoes, tomato paste, carrots, orange, carrots, carrot, whatever will be. Oh, yes, we have some corn and beans left over from yesterday, 2 days ago. I'm going to throw that in there. This is going to be goulash. Potatoes, tomatoes, potatoes. Hello, would you like some potatoes? Or tomatoes? Potatoes or tomatoes? 'Tis your choice, Mr. Scrooge. Hey, Mr. Scrooge. Hello, Mr. Scrooge. What is your idea, Mr. Scrooge? Hello, Mr. Scrooge. What is your idea, Mr. Scrooge? Hello there, Mr. Scrooge.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. Oh, that's not what we expected. That's not what we expected at all. That's not what we expected at all. No. That's not what we expected at all. Another This Happy Accident brought to you by J. Jonah Jillington. J. Jonah Jillington, the licorice king extraordinaire. J. Jonah Jillington, the licorice king extraordinaire. J. Jonah Jillington. For Prez. J. Jonah Jillington. For United States American Prez. The Prez. You heard it here first. The Prez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here, everybody. Here, everybody. Come on in. Come on out. We're going to have a crazy barbecue. We're going to have a kicking barbecue. For my Christmas, we're going to cold brew turkey, and then we're going to fire it up on with some brimstone. Okay. And yeah.
Ooh, what have we found here? We found a brand new dimension. Brand new dimension in sights and sounds. Oh, I found something. Okay. This is something new, something different. It's kind of like a mind of its own. It's like curling up. What do I do? It's curling up. It's got a mind of its own. Why, hang it off the fingers, of course. Why, hello, George. When I'm scared, when I'm not quite certain what to do with the supernatural.
Wait, what are you doing, man?
If you can see what's happening here. I've got a pumpkin-headed creator up on the wall. Okay. And, what are you doing, Kitty? Oh, that's probably part of it. You're yanking it down.
I didn't even take that into consideration.
That's all right.
Are you going to introduce me to everyone?
I'm not even quite sure who you are.
Come on now, man. Take a kiss.
The ghost of Louis Armstrong?
No, man. Yeah, I am.
You are?
Yeah, I tried to joke with you.
Well, no, it's still a joke. It's funny. It's hilarious. Everybody's laughing.
I don't hear anything.
It takes a certain pitch. You know, you gotta, it's a certain, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? I'm not a scientist. I don't know what proper terminology, but, I'm sure you get the idea, right? I'm sure you get the idea. Yeah? I'm sure you get the idea. Right? I'm sure. I'm sure you get the idea, right? 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 You know, I'm sure you know, right? I'm sure you know, right? Yeah, you got the idea, right? I mean, yeah. Say what?
I said I'm not looking.
Oh, good. Do not look in this.
There are going to be things here that can't even be wrapped, you know? It's
just... Yeah.
And, you know, we have to leave tree lights on tonight because it's...
Of course.
It's Christmas Eve.
Of course. Suddenly all this craziness caught my attention. And plus, he was swiping. So I thought, I'm going to...
You know, he's been sitting there staring at it, so I'm surprised.
So this is the first time he's actually tried something.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... I'm very impressed, Oliver.
That's a good boy.
I'm very impressed with your patience, with your endurance, and not touching this here.
Oh yeah, I wanted to tell you. There's this. Okay, so this is. It's got a pumpkin head. It's got these arms coming out. Green hands, claws.
in nature. And he flipped a little switch on the back, and all of a sudden his head lights up. And this is the guy. This is the guy that, the creature that we hung from the, what do you call it?
What do you call it?
Ceiling, you know, as the layman calls it, the ceiling. Might as well talk in layman's talk, right?
Might as well. You know, why not? Why not? Why not?
The ceiling. It went across a fishing wire while we were doing the Bloody Bobby 5D experience, Expelliarmus. And this guy, Wizard of LA, hooked it up, flew him down the aisle during the movie. At a certain time, at the end of the movie, actually. And it was awesome. It was so cool. He went zinged and zanged his way across the heads of the audience. Zinged and zanged, he says, himself across the heads of the audience. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to see that happen. So he's up on a wall right now. Next to him is a large photograph in a frame. Josh gave it to me. He used to have it. Neil Cassidy and Jack Kerouac. It's a picture of the two of them, black and white, arms around each other. San Francisco, 1952. And over on the other wall, we got the Blues Brothers, which is awesome. Oh, man, such inspiration. And we got this huge poster on the road. Jack Kerouac. So, and then Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Picture up on the other wall. That's facing Santa Coupe. I've got a big cardboard cutout that Jeff Finn gave me of Dougie. Dougie Claus. So, back to this wall. So there's the jack-o'-lantern, and then there are these... It's supposed to be there, like supposed to be spider webs, I think. And I'm hanging them from that guy to Neil Cassidy and Jack Kerouac. Wow. This just looks so cool, the way that it's like... You can see the little giblets just... Jingle jangling. Jingle jangling. Looks pretty cool. I think I'll take a photo of this. I might put this on Instagram. I might not. Does it matter? Does it really matter? Wow. You can see the different layers on this. Like the way that the shadows are back there. You see how it plays off the sparkles. Sparkles on the spider web. The web, the, what do you call it? What do they call it? The web of the weird. I think that's what they call it in Norway. Web of the Weird. W-Y-R-D. So the word weird is supposed to be like weird. Like weird. Oh, that's cosmic. Weird. Not the nature that's been given. It's weird. So when you say weird, it's supposed to be in the sense of like... supposed to be in the sense of you know, coincidences, deja vu, all the synchronicities, all that cool stuff. Weird. That's weird. That's weird. Oh, yeah, so this is the new microphone. So this has been one long test.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Wait.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
So we'll have to check it out. We'll see how this microphone works. It's only taken down 11. It's only down to 11%. It hasn't taken too much more than that. We'll see what happens. More on this later. I'm wrapping some presents to bring you in here. I'm doing it. I also brought the ukulele in case any ideas came to me.
Presents in my sister's bedroom. My wrapping paper is junk mail from the mailroom. I've got a few markers, just in case I want to draw. It's Christmas Eve, and I'm wrapping presents. Wrapping presents, that's right. It's Christmas Eve and I'm wrapping the presents. The presents. Like many of us are right now. Many of us will stay up very late. Because we don't want the kids to find out what we're doing. Ooh. Not that I've got any kids in the house. Parents know what I'm talking about. Maybe the kids are in bed. Maybe they're watching Christmas Vacation instead. That's what you do around Christmas time. At least I did. That's right, I did. Maybe Christmas story. Maybe Christmas story. Maybe it's a wonderful life. Maybe die hard, 'cause everybody says it's a Christmas movie.
Last verse.
Some of you are watching Charlie Brown right now. and the children's chorus that makes you sad every year. At least it does to me. And some of you frequently watch it every year, just like me. Right now, I'm wrapping Christmas presents. So, there you go. I'll prove it to you. There you go. That's the real deal. That's the real deal. Special. Take a look around. This is something cool. It's your own school. You are the principal and the teacher. While you're at it, let's make you superintendent. Trident, I dent, you dent, we are the trident, and we know this one moment lasts forever. That's right, and we know it's all a hoax we've been taught to believe. We all know deep inside we're the thing that's dreaming. This moment is here for you, and all of our future senses. That's right. Why does it ring true to you? For trusting it once again. Isn't it quite amazing that you finally plugged in? This is what they all do. This is how they do it. How they do what they do. It's you, it's us, it's you. Take a look around and you'll see it. Every single thing that's there reflects you back to you. And if you can finally appreciate that moment for what it is. Let's do this together right now. How about you? to cha-cha-cha. Blush bracelet flask for rounds. Fine with me. I'll just go along for the ride. What radio station are you tuning into now? Is it the sports? Is it a commercial? Is it political? Is it about electricity? Is it about vaccines? What's the frequency? Which one are you following? Do you want to dip on in now? I'll say it again. Do you want to dip on in now? Do you want to make it like a Disney park? Cause it's up to you. That's right, that's right. Oh, it's up to you. Is it a spooky horror film? What's the process and reflection? Do you want to keep on reflecting back to you? Do you want to keep on hearing that echo? What's the echo that you want to hear now? What's the echo that you want to hear right now?
Oh, yeah, when the wind keeps on picking up when it wants to.
am a winner, game song. Gentlemen, in the midst of drinking a cold beverage, as they say en France, beverage from the mind of an eel. This is true, an eel. Yes. Digging the sounds of a human being, earthling creature.
Skink and spell.
What do you want me to spell?
Skink and spell.
Cautionary.
C-A-U-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y. You are correct.
Oh, thank you. I hear something going on. The owls are not what they seem. Uncle Arnie. The spirit of Uncle Arnie is with me right now. I'm going to enter choose your own adventure mode. Thought of the screech. I don't know how this happened. You guys just started recording. this is crazy. Wow. So I came up with this. I just came up with this idea for a character named Mr.
Hello there. Welcome to Mr. Hologram. Yes. I am Mr. Hologram. Where is my passion? Thank you. I am Mr. Hologram. Okay, let's do this. Yes, that's the yes, that is the quite exactly. Exactly the fights. Let's watch.
So, I'm out here in the living room finishing up tonight's gifts. It's 11:47 p.m. I was heavily inspired to do some of my own package creating. Then I realized, well, there's a lot to wrap. So, we're doing some more drawing. It's inspiring me to create. I've got some ideas. It's New Year's Eve still, 11:47 p.m., December 24th, 1908, I was going to say. Today we drove around, I have this Santa Claus mask. I think I've got about four of them, maybe five. Maybe even just three. These, I believe, I got at a 99-cent store. The eyes are very small slits in there. Eyebrows are pretty big. I was wearing this today while we were driving around down in Huntington Beach and on the way back. A little bit through side streets. And I wore this Santa mask, and I put my face up to the window, and I moved my arm like I was like a animatronic. And on a couple of occasions, people looked over. Most occasions, people either just looked straight ahead, Either A, they just had no idea. I was pointing at them and trying to get their attention. Or they saw exactly what was going on and they just tried the best that they could to just not look over. Because how are you gonna ignore that, you know? Oh my God. So I think I'm gonna do this every time I'm in a car. I'm gonna try to do Santa Claus sightings, make him sort of like the new Sasquatch. You know, start leaving him around. I think it'll be fun. It was so much fun today. Oh my God. We just watched some more Arrested Development season 4, the Netflix, and introducing my mom to that. So, hope all is well for you and yours, and you're gathered around this hearth, sharing fun stories, coming up with ideas on how to progress forward from this day forward, how you're going to do it together. Are you going to collaborate, cooperate, reciprocate? Rocking and rolling. Moving and grooving. That's what you got to do. Yeah? That's what you got to do. Any words? Last words from you, Oliver. Oh, you're so furry. Oh, my God. That'd be interesting to find out. You know, if it's true that we have each been every single animal on this earth at one point or another in various forms throughout our incarnation. We know that we have not once been our very own kit. Oliver. Or we are our own cat. Is that possible? And if so, can we be brought through quantum healing hypnosis technique? And then we can think back to that moment when this is happening. What we remember. Recording for the Inspirato Projecto podcast. Can we do that? This trinity of cat and earthling camouflage and higher mind. One level of the Akashic Records. One level, one mere layer of the Akashic Records. We think we're so smart. We're a file. We're a file in a Dewey Decimal System. Question is, what kind of cool history we're gonna leave for those people to read about? What kind of kick-ass history, huh? Oh, I love smelling animals' fur because you can smell Mother Nature, like the true nature. You smell like Mother Nature. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Of course you do. You're Mother Nature. Oh my God, it's almost Christmas. And, 7 minutes. I forgot 7 minutes. Might as well sing for you, drummer boy. Gonna sing it to you. Waverly. Please look up Waverly. If you've got iTunes, look up Waverly Consort. Waverly Consort Christmas. Look it up. It's such a... came out November 1st, 1994. Say goodbye. I'll see you on Christmas, possibly. And certainly after that. There's always something new coming up. Take care.